One of the most thought-provoking questions you can ask yourself is, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do? And that question, I say, is thought-provoking because it really sets off a series of smaller, more detailed questions. And I'm going to paint a picture, right? So you hold a certain position in your job right now, and you have a dream position within that company. Or you just started your business, and you want to scale it to a certain point. Or you just graduated college, but you already know what it is that you want to do and with what company and to what degree or to what level of position you want to be at. So when you ask yourself this question, I want you to really kind of close your eyes and envision what that version of you does day in and day out once they have that position. How do you dress? How do you talk? How do you carry yourself? If you're in a leadership position, what do you do day in and day out with actions, not just words, but with actions to be a successful leader? And once you have those answers, then you ask yourself, why can't I start that now? Why can't I start doing the work that's necessary right now, building those consistent habits, being focused, being intentional to create the necessary environment within myself to be ready for that position when it comes to me? And I talk about this subject because in the last couple of weeks, I'm proud to say that a few of the La Tribu members took either promotions or accepted offers for what they considered their dream job. Now, it wasn't obviously a quick process, right? We started the discussion months ago, and the questions that they would ask, you know, or what they said that they wanted to work on was towards that position. You know, I want to be here. This is my goal. And I kind of just don't know how to get there. Or I kind of have a cloudy picture of what that is. And I want to be a little bit more clear and really kind of build that position to what I want it to be. So we started doing the work. And it was consistent again. It was consistent, intentional work day in and day out, sacrificing some things that needed to be sacrificed, but to kind of have that tunnel vision of where we were going. Because the goal was clear. The first thing was, let's be clear on what the goal is. You know, if it's a position, what do you want to get paid for that position? What responsibilities do you see yourself having in that position? And if somebody has that position right now, the position you're seeking, then not only what do they do now, but what can I do or what am I going to do that's better than what they do now? Because one of the biggest education pieces that you can have when you're working for somebody is obviously you learn the good things that they do and you're going to emulate those. But one of the most important pieces of that is, what does your boss or that person that has that position that you want not do good? What do they struggle with? And you put yourself there and say, I'm definitely not going to do it. When I get there, I'm not going to do that. But don't wait until you get there. Start doing the habit work now. Paint that picture. Be clear of what that picture is. And then start doing that right now. There's no need to wait. And that way, when you get there, it'll be a smooth transition. So don't forget that today is a new day, which is the perfect day for a new beginning.